Good. I was hoping you'd be in your office. I need to speak to you. Thank you. Yes, I was looking through this new employment contract you gave me. No, I'm not going to sign it. I don't need to. This contract is so blatantly sexist that I'll never have to work again. The sexual harassment lawsuit will leave me set for life. Oh, yes, I'm quite serious. I have never seen anything this ridiculous in my entire life. You couldn't have gotten away with this in the 1950s, much less now. What do I mean? Do you not understand what's in this contract? Okay, some examples then. Here we go. Hair and makeup requirements. Female associates must keep their hair at shoulder length at a minimum, and longer is encouraged. Side plaits and ponytails are encouraged. Oh, and get this. Encouraged to provide convenient handholds for male associates. Handholds. And that's not even the worst of it. All body hair below the neck must be removed. That is absolutely none of your business. My employer should not care in the slightest how I maintain my lady bits. But given the rest of this, Well, yes, I did put my hair in a ponytail today. I didn't want you to suspect anything before I could call you out on all this. What else is there? Oh, this disaster. Dress code. This is pure sexist garbage. This alone will let me retire to a tropical island once my lawyer is through with you. Here, I'll read for you. Female associates are required to wear blouses and skirts. We're off to a bad start here, but just wait, because it gets worse. Blouses must be snug and sheer, and no button above the nipple line may be buttoned. What the fuck? Sheer blouses? That's just insane. And there's more. Bras are optional, but if worn, must not cover the nipple. Can you tell me what is even the point of the bra then? No. I had to get into the building somehow. I had to meet the dress code. They wouldn't let me in. Given how sheer my blouse is, you can see that I didn't wear a bra. I don't have any that don't cover my nipples. But you're distracting me. Let's keep going. Oh yes, this line is worth a fortune in and of itself. Skirts may be no longer than halfway between the knee and the pussy. Who the hell are you to describe skirt length in terms of pussy distance? Never mind requiring skirts that are so insanely short to begin with. It's the shortest skirt that I own. I didn't buy it to wear it to work. What else was I saying? Panties. Why the fuck do you care about my panties? Here it is. If panties are worn, they must be either the smallest thongs available or crotchless. Crotchless panties for work. But there's that if there, because not wearing panties at all is encouraged. Because of course it is. Why not? Pantyhose are strictly forbidden. Garters and stockings are encouraged, but bare legs are also acceptable. Of course, with skirts that short, the stocking tops will be showing. Why was I upset about that? Yeah, it is a hot look. I look hot. That lovely little bit of thigh showing between my stocking tops and the bottom of my skirt. Wait, I forgot what I was talking about. But then there's heels. Female associates should wear heels at all times. 3-inch or higher heels are strongly encouraged. Well, that's just ridiculous. There's just no need for heels like that in a business environment. I mean, you know, my legs do look amazing with the heels, the short skirt and the stockings. No, these are the highest heels that I own. Are they not high enough? I understand. I'll buy some higher ones tonight after work. So that's the appearance requirements. You could have just written that female associates should dress like strippers, and it would have had the same effect. But now we get on to policies. Let's see. Travel policies. Female associates traveling for business should share a room with one or more male associates. And female associates sharing a room with male associates should expect to share a bed with at least one male associate. Female associates should bring attractive lingerie to sleep in or sleep in the nude. Well, that's... Yeah, I get that. I understand the importance of saving the company money. But this is literally requiring female employees to sleep with their coworkers. Yeah, technically just sleeping, but... I mean, I think we both know better. But it's not just on business trips. Where is it? Oh. Here it is. Male associates may require female associates to display their conformance with dress and hygiene codes at any time. It's kind of hot that any male coworker can tell me to lift my skirt at any time. Make sure I'm not wearing any inappropriate panties. Or, any panties. You know, actually, it's rather clever to let all the male employees enforce the dress code like that. That way you can be sure it's followed. Yes, sir. As you can see, I'm not wearing panties today. And my pubic mound is completely shaved. I'm not even quite sure what I was upset about. The more I read this contract, the more reasonable it sounds. I marked this part, though. I remember. Let me try to figure out why. Any male associate may discipline a female associate for any reason. The female associate may be restrained by parts of her or the male associate's clothing. That part confused me, I think. How would you restrain somebody with clothing? Yeah, you could totally tie somebody's wrists with a necktie. Okay, that makes sense. I guess I just marked it because I was confused on how it would work. And the male associate may spank the female associate on her bare ass with his bare hand or his belt as he chooses. No, that part didn't confuse me. That makes perfect sense. I'm sure there was something else in the contract that I was upset about, but I really can't remember what it was. Look through. Oh, right. It cuts off right here. The last page is missing, and I don't know what it says. Oh. Well, that makes total sense, actually. The last page was deliberately not included, so I'd have to ask you for it. I understand. Can I see it then, please? Thank you. Let me just read this. Female associates will perform all actions required of them by male associates cheerfully and without complaint. Well, duh, that makes sense. Female associates will be available for any sexual uses that male associates may request at any time. This includes, but is not limited to, oral, vaginal, manual, or anal sex. Oh. Okay. Well, that explains the wardrobe. We need to keep the guys turned on and be easily accessible for when they need us. I totally get that now. What else does this say? Female associates will become corporate property and surrender all rights to the corporation. Yeah, that turns me on. How did you know? Oh. Yeah, I guess the blouse is sheer enough that you can see how hard my nipples are. Yes, sir, I'll unbutton it so you can see them without the shirt in the way. Yes, sir. I like it when you pinch him like that. I'll keep going. Keep reading. Okay. Signing this contract will permanently embed these rules in the female associate's brain. Wow. That's so fucking hot. Of course I'll sign it, sir. You're right, sir. I wasted your time arguing about this contract instead of just signing it like I should have. You should punish me for that. Oh, yes, sir. I think you should tie my wrist behind my back with your necktie. I want to be helpless for whatever you want to do to me. Yes, sir. Grab my tits. They're all yours to use, after all. Yes, I'll bend over your desk, sir. Why are you taking your belt off? Oh, of course. You can spank me with it. I deserve it.
I deserve to be punished. Thank you, sir. I'm very sorry. I won't do it again. Yes, sir. Sir, would you touch my pussy, please? Feel how soaking wet it is. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, I know you can see it. Is that why you wanted my pussy shaved? It makes so much sense now, sir. Yes, sir, please. I want you to fuck me. Please, please fuck me. I want that so much. Oh. Oh. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Please fill me. Fuck. That's so good, sir. Fuck. Oh, I didn't know how much I needed this. Fuck. Yes, sir. I love being your helpless fuck toy. That's what I was hired for. You know what's best for me. God, it feels fucking good. I'm all yours. This dripping wet pussy. This tight ass. It's all yours. I'm getting close. Oh, will you come to me, sir? Please? Please, I need it. Fill me up when you come. Oh. Oh, fuck. When you come, it's gonna set me off, too. I just know it. My tight little cunt's gonna squeeze it out of you. Oh, I feel you're getting close. Tell me you'll come with me, sir. Oh, please. I want it so much. Fuck me full of cum. Please. Please. There it is. Please, please, more. Come in me. Come in me. My duty's much better now. If you'll untie my wrist, I'll... of course. I can just crawl under your desk to suck your dick while you work. Anything to help you out, sir. Can you help me down to my knees? It's a little difficult with my hands tied while wearing these heels. Thank you, sir. I'll just get under your desk.
Is this good? Perfect. Just roll your chair forward. I'm looking forward to getting to know this cock very well. Should I bring you to orgasm or just keep you hard until... Just keep you hard. Of course, sir. When you decide you're ready to come, just grab my ponytail and shove your cock down my throat. Please, sir. Oh, fuck. I taste so good on your cock. I can't believe my pussy tastes this good. Fucking hell. Thank you, sir, for this opportunity to lick you clean. I suck every last little drop of cum out of you. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I couldn't ask for a better job.